John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Hello, and thank you for downloading this week's podcast, Plosive Dum Dum. Two little references to things we talk about today.
Yeah. People must hear that, and their little minds must boggle.
Yeah, it's such. There'd be millions of people who think, well, I don't know whether to download or not, but that's such a teasing. What does that mean?
How can you not find out?
I'm going to have to find out. And there'll be loads of people who go, who is it, him? No. You know, it's worth covering all listeners. But it's a funny show.
Yeah, we had a giggle.
I really, really enjoyed this week the smugness.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've struggled some weeks to be mean. And this week's...
You found it so easy.
It was a confidence booster for me.
But it was almost like you looked like you were going to struggle.
Yeah.
And then it just landed.
I'll tell you what it was. It was Leeds-Plymouth, end of the season. It was just, oh, no, what's happening? Oh, bang, there we go. We're scoring and winning the league. That's what's happening there.
And you were very pleased with yourself.
I was pleased with it. I really enjoyed it. I just
realised... so.
Fundamentally... Yeah. The talent is you're just a nasty, negative man. And sometimes I forget that, you know.
You've got to reach inside and find that sometimes.
You can over-prepare, you know, and sometimes you think, actually, just let the innate poison inside you. And even that's... Even then, I've done a reference to one of the stories we discussed today.
Yeah.
I can't help but do good links.
Look at that.
Just let the poison come out and it all sorts itself out.
Yeah, 200 times.
200 times. Even though you're referencing the thing I referenced there, didn't know what you meant, and I thought it was something about me. I got a little bit nervous. So enjoy the podcast. If it sparks off anything in your imagination and you'd like to join in, the email is open all the time. Don't text or WhatsApp because you just wind up whoever's on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Berry gets an angry text about plosives. He features in the show again today.
Yes, he does.
That's so many teases now. I've basically done the podcast in the setup, which I'm not supposed to do. But you can email John at absoluteradio.co.uk, or you can just enjoy the podcast and not email me. That's fine as well. See you after.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Good morning. It's John Richardson and Angela Barnes.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I sort of tried to have an early night.
Did you?
Yeah. It didn't work brilliantly because when I know I've got to get up early, you know, you wake up every hour going, ah, I'm late.
Yeah.
But, I feel more refreshed than I usually do.
I had that at 4 a.m. I thought, do I check the clock and work out it's definitely 10 and I've overslept? And then I had the confidence to just think, I don't think I've slept past 6 a.m. even when I'm not working for about 10 years now. So I'd almost be proud of myself. If I ever miss this show because I'm still asleep, there'll be a bit of me that thinks, good, I'm glad I can sleep.
We won't try and phone you. We'll just carry on without you, John. We'll just let you have that sleep so you can enjoy
it.
Well,
that's it. I know you're here. You'd be absolutely fine. Well, you could do my job. You've got better opinions than me anyway. You've got more energy in the morning.
Then.
No, it's not. It's
that?
A bit tense, isn't it?
Yeah, straight in with, yeah, I could do that.
Charlie's up in Teesside today as well. I do feel like there's a sort of movement going on. I feel like she's gone up north to secure that territory. Jeff's moved on. I'm going to force a woo from When You Liked Me. There you go. There's the colleagues.
That's when the gang were all together. Now it's just the three of us.
Now it's just you two staring at this microphone, salivating. What
one
is going on?
Mine, all mine.
So we were friends last week as well. If anyone wasn't with us last week, we before this nastiness kicked in. And what we do, we start every show by tying up loose ends. I can't stand it when you talk about a thing and it's not finished. Mm. So we are not the cleanest show on the radio, but we are the tidiest. If you weren't listening last week, then here's what it. Well, I don't know how to say this because I don't want to say this is us at our peak. Let me be honest. This is the thing that Will thinks is the weirdest thing one of us said last week.
Right.
Tuck it inside the towel.
Again, I do not remember the context of that.
What was I talking about there?
Tuck it inside the towel.
I've gone swimming.
Oh, you'd lost your locker key, hadn't you?
Oh, when I lost my locker
lost
key,
your
that's
locker
right.
Key
I had to bang open the locker with a hammer.
Again, I would take issue with the phrase had to bash open the locker with a hammer. Could have had a better look around, is how I would word it. We ended up having a discussion about things that you would bring back from the decade you grew up in from to now. I had a little bit of a rant about young people. That was the bit my mum listened back and she said, I liked it when you got very angry about young people taking vitamins.
Oh no, when your mum like to your rants, then you know what's happening.
Well,
don't
that's
you?
It. That's it. I'm the generation my mum rants about, so I think she's just proud to see me taking the baton on. Anyway, Laura got in touch in the week. This is what she'd like to bring back.
Hi, John. I know you mentioned last week things that you'd like to bring back. I'd like to bring back 10p payphones, but minus the smell. They were always handy when you didn't want to chat for ages. Quick, simple, and cheap. Beep, beep, beep. Please insert more coins. Thanks.
Payphones.
Yeah.
Oh, and the little beep, beep, beep when you're running out of coins and having to put them in.
10p as well.
Yeah.
She specified. Well, I'm not spending a lot.
Yeah,
10p's worth of chat.
Yeah. And that's it. You could get a little chat. You could get across to your mum, key, come and pick me up. I'll meet you out the back of Boots.
Yes, exactly. It's the one thing with the... Well, it's not the one... I was going to say it's the one thing about mobile phones. It's not. There's 100 things I hate about mobile phones. But a phone call is just something you can do to someone at any point. Mm. And I do refer to it as doing to someone. If you ring me, just know that.
Oh.
I look at that and I think, oh, no. Even if it's people I like.
Yeah.
I think, oh, no, but what if I'm not very funny? What if it's a bad conversation? It's so much pressure. It's like a little mini gig.
There's
every
some
phone
people
call.
I like getting phone calls from. Have you ever had a phone call from Mark Steele, the comedian?
No.
Oh, it's brilliant. When my phone rings and it's Mark Steele, because he only ever rings me when he's wound up about something.
Okay.
To have a rant. And it's like getting a Mark Steele podcast. It's like, if I'm in my car, I'll answer it. And it's just, it's great. It's brilliant.
Okay.
I love it.
Ring me. Maybe he doesn't ring me because he knows he'll get one back.
Yeah, that's
here's
I'll
something you haven't
sweetly
even noticed. You think you hate it? I've got 10 minutes on this, mate. Now, this one makes me slightly anxious. Last week, I was very specific in the same way I told you not to email in things that are itchy, and you did. I said not to email in...
You won't learn that lesson, will you, John?
...ironic and cruel suggestions for potential gladiator names after we locked up fire last week in the literal police. Mike got in touch.
Hi, John, Angela and team. On last week's show, John asked people not to suggest gladiator names for him, as it would be humiliating. But we're spared that task, as he chose his own name some time ago on another radio station. April 2008, Woofy. I dug through my podcast archive and have attached an extract. I remember it was one of the funniest things I'd heard at the time, and I laughed out loud when walking the dog. A literal lol. But listening again 17 years later, it's not as funny as I remember. How cold and humorous we grow with age. That was all I wish to say. Cheers.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, there's so much I love about Mike.
Yeah.
For a start, who remembers something someone said on the radio in 2008?
Yeah. There hadn't been a lot of radio then.
No,
I think we were the second show on.
That's right, yeah. The 60s didn't happen, did it?
2008. What's that then? 15?
That's 17 years ago, mate.
Oh, mate. I can't be that old, though, to have been broadcasting
no,
17
I didn't know
years
you were
ago.
Broadcasting from primary school, John.
Thank you. My favourite part of the voice note so far was Laura, who was clearly sort of still doing a bit of admin in the background. I'll leave you a voice note, but I am putting the crockery away as well. That's all right. I don't have time to do both. So, now I have to press this button and it's going to play me from 2008. And I don't know whether that's going to upset me or not. I don't mean tearfully, I just mean...
So you've not listened back to this yet?
I know when I look at pictures from that era, I think, oh, if only you'd known that's the best you ever look.
Well, you always do that when you look at pictures of yourself younger, though, because I hated how... I always thought I was really fat and horrible when I look now and I'm like, oh, you were so skinny and your skin was lovely and you'll never be like that again.
But I don't know, I don't want a voice version of that, because I've always hated my voice even more than my face, but I'm worried I'm going to press this and hear like Barry White and think, my God, you sounded amazing. Why didn't you put the album out then?
I wonder if it will sound fundamentally different.
Here
this is
we
quite
go,
a
then.
Good little experiment.
We're time travelling 17 years back to a young John Richardson on Six Music.
What name would you give yourself?
I'd call myself Woofy. There you go, 3-2.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear, that backfired, didn't
it? Well, it would have backfired had you not called yourself Woofy.
Yeah, Woofy's fine.
Woofy is not fine.
Woofy!
I sound like I'm being slightly strangled.
It sounds so much more high-pitched.
Yeah.
I didn't think you could get higher, John.
No. I thought they'd dropped before that. But never mind. if you want to stalk me with things I said any time in the 2000s, or if you got footage from perhaps a dictaphone in the 1990s...
Are those podcasts still readily available? I might do some...
Apparently, yeah. You have to get in touch with Mike. Mike's got all of them.
Archive.
And he remembers, oh, you discussed the correct way to eat baked beans in 2006. thank you for that, Mike. That's uh, that can go off my little wall. I never want to hear that again. But if you've got anything at all you want to get in touch this morning, 81215 on the text, 0330 123 1215, or john@absoluteradio.co.uk. So I can ask you how you are properly now, because you told me you were well.
Yeah, I am.
You've had enough sleep.
I've had enough sleep. I've had a good... I'm busy because I'm on tour still.
Yes.
On the never-ending tour, which... No, I'm having a lovely time. It's fun. But honest.
Yeah, go on. That was the first wave then. I know there was a date in your head that you thought, oh, I'm not looking forward to that one, but I can't say it.
But that one's done. So it's
oh,
fine.
Is it? Yeah,
we've got past that one. But I was at the lovely, I'm going to say it wrong, but Machlith Comedy Festival last weekend. And then what I did, I stayed there after the comedy festival finished. I had a couple of days off.
Oh, you told me this because you booked your accommodation.
I booked my accommodation the same every year.
There's only three places to stay around there.
Yeah, and I've got one of them every year.
That's it. They all go. And then if you're a comedian who is foolish enough to just think, oh, I'll pop up there, and you end up having to try and ride a sheep back to an Airbnb 15 miles away at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Not me.
Yeah.
I've got my cottage with a hot tub. And so I stayed there an extra couple
of
days.
Said it like Heroes in a Half Shell there. Cottage with a hot tub. Turtle power.
Will's too young to remember Turtle Power. Isn't that upsetting?
Yeah. Do you not remember Turtle Power?
That was still funny.
That's encouraging.
The comedy appealing to the youth.
But on Monday, I did something I think you'll like. I took myself on a little ride on a steam train.
Oh,
on my
lovely.
Own, and it was gorgeous. Will's laughing at me, but that's fine. I don't mind. I had a love. But you know what? There were about maybe ten people on this steam train, right?
Well,
on the
Monday. That's why they went out of business.
Well, yeah, quite.
Branson won't having that.
But wouldn't you know it, two of them had been at my show the night before.
Oh.
What are the chances?
Oh, so you socialised near where you've done a gig.
So I socialised near... Well, it was about a 40-minute drive away.
Okay.
But then we had a little stop, because there's a little cafe. It stops halfway and you have a little rest stop.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard work being on a steam train.
Yeah.
And I had my little cake and a cup of tea, and this couple came over. They're like, oh, we were at your show yesterday. And it was all just so lovely.
Do you think anything of having an audience who go to see you and then go on a steam train?
I'd say they're probably at the younger end of my audience.
Yeah, all the people who were at home, I'm not going on a steam train. Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun. That. I used to commute on a steam train. There's no nostalgia for me there. Oh well, it sounds like a lovely day. I went for a nice walk this week. I just thought I'm just going to walk in a direction. I mean, you could call it a meltdown, but I called it an opportunity. I just thought, well, I'm staying here. There's a village there. I'm just going to walk to that and then see what happens.
And
then
and
I
what
walked.
Happened?
Well, I took a left and I thought, well, I'll go to the next village. And then I did find myself walking along an A road for a little bit.
That's annoying when you think you're having a walk in the country and suddenly you're like, I'm on a dual carriage.
Yeah, that was very close to me, that truck. So then I cut through some bushes and a fence, and I found a path, and I was a little bit naughty.
Were you?
I try to be naughty every now and again, because I have a daughter now and I don't want her to be as timid as I was. So every now and again, I'm a little bit naughty.
I can't imagine you being naughty, John.
Well, I went through, the gate was padlocked and I climbed over. I think that's quite naughty, isn't it, for me?
It's really naughty, John. Do you know what I imagine you did? I imagine you did that, and then the next day, you wrote a letter of apology.
Well, OK. It's time to fess up, isn't it? I didn't even do that. What I did is...
trying to tell the nation that you're a rebel.
In case there's a pigeon that was watching that's going to text in and say, no, you didn't. I saw the gate was shut, so I went back on the A road for about 50 metres. Then I cut through the hedge again and I picked up the pavement so that then I could say, oh, I didn't know there was a locked gate
to the
nobody
the
who was there. I was in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by nobody, still frightened I was going to get into trouble. What
John,
a pathetic
that's adorable.
Individual.
It's adorable.
But I wanted to go for a run, but I was too stiff from the football. I'll tell you about that later.
Ooh.
But I played football with bigger boys.
Did you?
Last
oh, yeah,
week.
Another charity one, wasn't it?
And that was off the pitch, by the way. Let's not even started on what happened on the pitch. But we have all the usual stuff coming up today. Saturday Smugness is where I'm just rude and mean, aren't I?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is that
much.
What it is?
That's pretty much what it is. You just like to take me down, John.
I like to take you down and anybody else who is happy and feels they've achieved something today.
Because you're one of those people, aren't you, John, who, like, why should anyone else be happy?
Yeah.
Really?
That's exactly what I am.
Just because it's a sunny day.
Let's all agree on a level. Let's all agree on 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
And be fine with it. Everyone's fine with 6.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you bump into an 8.
Yeah.
And you feel like a 4.
And because the thing is, we know, don't we? Science, what goes up must come down.
Yeah, exactly.
Just stay in
Let's
the middle.
Let's all stay. I've worked on that clip from 2008. That John did not understand.
No.
I used to think, well, I can't sort of control my mood. And sometimes I wake up. But actually, the mood you wake up in, you do the work the night before.
Yeah.
So you have a nice day the day before you go to bed at the right time. Suddenly I find it's taken me 42, nearly 43 years to work this out.
Right.
Oh, if I go to bed at the right time and I don't consume too much alcohol and I don't eat a pizza at 3 a.m., I wake up happy.
Yeah. You
I used to blame
happy,
the morning.
But you went to bed miserable.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's
That's
all
true.
A fight,
Just
isn't it?
Staring into the abyss, watching the playoffs and not being in it. What a joyful evening. All the tension.
Well, I thought you said watching a play.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, what play were you watching,
I did think
John?
About it. I had a night off and I Googled at my local theatre and thought, oh, maybe I'll go down. And then before I'd even found out what was on, I thought, nah, I'm not doing
That's that. That's not going to happen, is it?
That's work, isn't it? That's work because I look at it and I think, oh, they're better than me. Oh, no.
Well, tax deductible, though, mate, that ticket would have been.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you call it research. You
know? Sadly, I think anyone who has seen or heard any of my output will realise very quickly he doesn't research. He doesn't plan this. Anyway, so Saturday, very shortly, if you've achieved anything, or you're more to the point you're going to bump into someone who you know has achieved something, and you want me to bring you down, it's all very light-hearted, it's all very tongue-in-cheek, but if you've done something this morning, then I will absolutely destroy you for it. I love you, but, which is another slightly cynical feature.
Have we got any that aren't slightly cynical features?
I don't
features?
Think so, no.
No.
No, there's the literal police where I take up people who've made a slight mistake with their grammar.
Yeah, but you put them in prison, John. There's I mean, you the, don't just take the them down, do you?
I do put them in prison, down. Yeah. And then there's the news that isn't news where I sort of basically criticise the news for not reporting the things I want to report. Mm. And then there's I Love You But, where you can get a dedication. But we don't do 3 hours of dedications because that's
no one wants
too
that.
Because the thing with a dedication, I always think, I think that's more cynical because you can hear the fakeness in a dedication. Like, I love you so much and I just want to thank you, you've completed me. I think, no.
But
no,
who
no,
are
no,
you
no.
trying to convince?
Yes.
It's like when somebody buys you flowers, like, what have you done?
If yeah, I, exactly.
If my husband did a dedication for me on the radio, I'd be like, what have you been up to?
Oh, you are. Your husband cooks you region-specific meals to coincide with the calendar of a sport he doesn't even like. So I don't know what your husband has done, but when you find out about it, you are going to be cross. Anyway, if you want a dedication, it's I Love You But. You can have a message for your family, your friends. It's your cat's birthday.
You went a bit Aussie then, John. Your
did
family.
I? Your family. Text in if you, it's your uncle's barbecue. I knew I was going to go to barbecue. Disappoint even myself.
Lazy, John, lazy.
That's exactly. Just stereotypical. They don't always eat barbecues, do they? I had sushi when I was in Australia.
They didn't even put the shrimp on the barbie.
No. They didn't even cook it. That was raw, mate. But the dedication must come with a little bit of grit in the ointment. So you say something nice about them, then you say something mean about them, and then I will allow you to dedicate a song to somebody you claim to care about when it's their birthday. So cynical, isn't it? Absolutely.
I love how you're just having this revelation about yourself.
Yeah, well, this link started with me saying, do you know what? I've had a good day yesterday. I've woken up in quite a good mood.
Yeah.
This is me happy.
Yeah.
This is good me.
Imagine what he's like when he's had a bad day.
81215 WhatsApp 0330 123 1215 email john@absoluteradio.co.uk and you can just be unremittingly nice if you like, but I won't read it.
Get John Richardson on.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
John Richardson and Angela Barnes on Absolute Radio.
Hello.
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 Oh, I like that.
That's, yeah.
That was the total. And I don't mean that this sounds like an insult.
Here we go.
And it's
brace
not.
Myself.
There's no way of saying this without it sounding horrifically rude. You put me in mind of.
Oh, God. I'm really nervous
how
now.
How can I say this? Well, you just can't. But it's a character I'm very fond of, and I mean this in a way that brings joy. You sound like the worm from the film Labyrinth.
Wow.
Is that all right?
Oh, wow. It could have been worse, John.
Yeah,
so I'll take it.
He says, hello.
Hello.
Have you seen the film I've been?
Yeah,
I don't think
yeah.
many people know it the way I know it.
Right, yeah.
But
no.
It's just a little, have you seen it, Will? I bet you've not. Have you seen it? David Bowie?
Yeah.
In the trousers.
Yeah, I got distracted in Labyrinth, so I've only noticed one thing, really. I think a lot of people that watch Labyrinth only notice one thing.
Hoggle.
Yeah. If that's what you call it.
Yeah. The bog of eternal stench.
That's right.
So last week, after I left here, I played in a football game. I think we discussed that, you know.
I was a bit mean, wasn't I?
You were a bit mean.
Sorry,
you said
about
I was
that.
Going to have a bad time.
I said that you wouldn't touch the ball.
Yeah, I did, actually. I took two throw-ins. I saw my favourite throw-in I've ever seen taken live, where somebody went to do a throw-in and the ball sort of slipped out of their hands, managed somehow to go vertically upwards, hit them on the head and bounce back out of play again. It was...
Wow.
There was a clear line, I will say this, between the professionals and the non-professionals at this
who
game.
Who was that? Are you able to say who that was? Was that
I'm
you?
I'm not going to humiliate the individual because I think it was not me.
Okay.
My throw-ins, they were a little bit short, actually. I threw one to Angry Ginge, the YouTuber.
I don't know who that is.
He's very popular,
is
I'll
it?
Tell
yeah.
you that.
Well, see, this is the thing now, because I always think that I'm, you know, trying to keep obviously down with the kids. I mean, already.
Yeah.
Already. That's it, isn't it?
Is that why
I'm
you went on that steam train this week?
That's what they're doing, isn't it?
Yeah.
The youngsters.
They love steam. It's basically like tiny bubbles.
But I don't know who any YouTubers are.
No, it's a lesson to me. I felt very old for even being on television.
Oh.
And as for radio, they don't even know this exists.
Yeah, well, at least we know we're not insulting them because they're definitely not listening.
Stream their entire lives. One lad played the whole game with a GoPro on his head.
Just streaming
just
it.
This whole thing was just streamed. And I thought, no, you're not allowed to do that because I'm not going to be very good at this.
Please don't do that.
And I wasn't very good on the pitch. And I got told off by Lee Bromby, who used to play for Leeds United.
Oh, you won't have liked that.
I didn't like that.
Did you do a little cry?
Well, I wasn't stood where he wanted me to stand.
Oh, John.
He said, you've got to come inside. We've shifted to the left. And he was too far away for me to shout, I can't stand further away from him because when he runs, I need to be ahead of him because he's faster than me.
Right, I need
to
head
start. It was too complicated to explain. No, I need to be really near him because he's so much quicker than me. And I know he's my age, but he used to be a footballer and I didn't. So on the pitch was a slight embarrassment.
Mm.
It wasn't a game for the neutral, I will say that.
Right.
I haven't been to many charity testimonials that were 0-0 at half-time.
Oh, wow.
It was dry.
Wow.
But we had a lot of ex-footballers on our team and they're quite competitive.
See, I'm not a football fan, as we know on this show, but if I went along to a charity football match, I'd want to see goals.
Everyone wanted to see goals. It was a real family vibe there.
Oh.
And I tell you who wanted goals was the Sheffield United promotion team of 2016. They were the home favourites. Everybody
right.
wanted to see Billy Sharp get a hat-trick, except for Paddy Kenny, who was in our goal. And except for Michael Brown, who was in midfield, who said in the changing room beforehand, well, I haven't come here to lose.
Oh.
It was exceptional.
Were there other celebs in the... Who else was playing? Anyone else I'd have heard
other
of?
Other than me.
Other than you.
There was Angry Ginge.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned Angry Ginge.
There was Morgs. Do you know Morgs, the YouTuber?
Of course I don't.
No? What about if I drop the names of some of these ex-pros?
Okay,
if
maybe.
If I tell you that I played with David Prutton?
Nope.
If I tell you that I played alongside John Beresford?
Nope.
If I tell you that John Stead was up front?
Sorry, no.
It's not the anecdote for you, Angela.
It's not for me, is it? Sorry.
Let me tell you what happened before the game. So we're in the dressing room. Getting changed.
That's all live on YouTube.
Changing room, the locker room. I realised I hadn't
had
a drink.
Were you backstage?
Hadn't had a drink all morning, so I necked a bottle of water. Thought, I know, I'm going to assert myself early, dominance-wise. I'm not going to walk to the bin. I'm going to crush the bottle and lob it in.
Oh, no.
Crush the bottle. I'd say I missed from 2 yards.
Oh,
and it was, you know, like sometimes when you break wind and it goes very quiet, the sound of that plastic bottle hitting the floor and 10 ex-footballers that I really admire just staring at it. It was the most humiliating moment
I've
had.
What would have been worse is if one of them went along and picked it up and just put it in the bin.
That's exactly what happened. I was so embarrassed, I just stared at it and I thought, oh, I'll say something funny. And in the time I was trying to think of something funny, someone just walked up and put it in the bin and I had to say, thank you.
Oh, John.
It's time for I Love You Butt. It's our one acknowledgement of...
Every single week I think you're saying I love your butt.
I love your butt. I love your butt. I'm very cool. It's basically an acknowledgement that some people love people. That's as far as I'll go. That's me being a nice guy. Didn't really come across, did it?
And now he's going to rip that rug away.
Here we go. I'm going to have it done for me by the wonderful Gemma. This is Gemma's dedication for this week.
Hi, John. Thanks for letting me have your one and only dedication for the week. I'd love to give a shout out to my mum, Christine, who was 63 last week. I'd like to wish her a very happy birthday. And I'd like to clarify that I didn't forget. I really honestly didn't. I just got a bit distracted by work and didn't send a birthday message in as timely a fashion as was expected. Mum, I love you, but please stop walking into me when we're walking along the street together. It drives me mad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gemma, but I am team your mum here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Right, firstly, you forgot her birthday. So you've got no
She didn't forget. She was very clear, Angela. She just got distracted at work.
Oh, I know an excuse when I hear one. Yeah. And secondly, as somebody who regularly walks into doors, people, I've got a bit of the old dyspraxia. Yeah. You know, I don't think she's doing it on purpose.
She's just trying to hold your hand. She just wants to be near you.
It just gets a bit too near.
We've done this feature for a few weeks now. This feels like the biggest one. This feels like the most important. This is potentially healing a rift. So, Gemma, Christine, happy birthday. I knew it was Christine's birthday, but I didn't send a message because it's a bit tense between us at the moment. But I hope you had a wonderful day. And Gemma is very sorry she missed your birthday. And maybe just a little bit. Get like a belt, fit a hula hoop to it. If you want a bit of distance, that'll do.
Bringing some showbiz sparkle to an otherwise ordinary Saturday.
The John Richardson Show. John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Good morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio. I am John Richardson. This is Angela Barnes.
Hello.
That was formal, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it?
Nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm very well.
Thank
How
you
are
for
you?
Coming. I appreciate your company.
That was my sort of watch with mother voice.
Yeah.
Get an adult to help you with
you
some blunt-ended scissors.
So down with the kids, Angela. Watch with mother. They're just all the YouTubers now are like, yes. They're doing that clicking thing with their fingers.
Yeah, I can't do it, can you?
No,
I've never
I can't
been able
do
to do that.
What I do, do you know what I do? I sort of do the flick, but then I actually click my
fingers.
So
that's
sounds
cheating.
Like I'm doing
Can you do it,
Will? So I call this smug hour, I think. If you're flicking around the stations because you've woken up in a certain mood and every other station is like, oh, big shout out to so-and-so.
They're doing a marathon.
We are the antidote to that. Last week, I took one for the team because Bush and Richie had done so well on the charity bike ride.
Oh, I took you down, didn't
you
I, last week?
You took me down.
I really enjoyed it, John.
I know, it stayed with me. Not what you said, but the act for me of being... smug on air.
Yeah.
I felt it. So I think I've been a real mess this week.
You feel a bit dirty, don't you?
I've gone right back to being an abject failure as much as possible.
Good.
So I didn't get my water bottle in the bin. Gave away a penalty as well in the charity game. Absolutely stood on his foot. Big time stood on his foot. And he went
down. Stood or stamped?
No, it was incompetence.
Oh, okay.
I will say there was
deliberate.
No aggression in there whatsoever.
Yeah.
It was just I was bumbling along. I was like Christine. I was like Gemma's mum. I had no idea he was there. I was just having a lovely walk across the box. Suddenly, this big meaty man's in front of me. I stood right on him. Luckily, we were losing so badly by that point that the penalty wasn't given. But he stood up and he went, that was a stone wall around. He went, it was. It was. He jogged away. So anyway, I've been a mess this week. Angela, it's my turn to be mean to you.
Okay, you want my smugness?
Please,
I don't
what
know if you can
about?
Take this down, John, from what I know about you. Yeah, I underestimate you. So this week, I took delivery of something really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I've bought an e-bike.
Oh.
Yeah, and I've been out riding my e-bike.
I saw you do an Instagram video this week.
I did, on my
Were
bike.
Were you on your e-bike?
I was on my e-bike.
Wow.
Yeah.
So describe the logistics of that then. Were you holding the phone and cycling with one hand?
No, it was on a little phone holder on the handlebars. Because I use it for Google Maps, you see, because I went for a little bike ride.
Okay. Things are all right, because the tour's going well. You're not, like, doing food deliveries or anything. We seem to have bought all the kit.
No, honestly, the big box on the back is just for my belongings. So I just went for a little ride on the South Downs yesterday.
Yeah.
And what's really nice is because people think that an e-bike's cheating a bit, I think, sometimes.
Because
but it's not, because it just gives you a little bit of assistance up the hills.
It's just cheating a little bit.
It's just cheating a little
not
bit.
Not as, yeah. It's not as good as actually going for a bike ride.
Well, no,
is it?
Of course not. But the point is, John, that if I didn't have an e-bike, I wouldn't go at all.
No, okay. Well, then I support that.
So, you know, I'm getting some exercise.
It's sort of like stabilisers for grown-ups, isn't it? At some point, are you going to take the battery off? Because you go one or two ways, as I understand it, with these. You either, you then really get into cycling.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm. Do you know what? That's the point I realised. That's like, I can see the ball coming down and I know I'm going to volley
no.
into
Here
the top
go.
Corner.
Here we go.
Because you're in a...
Oh, you're enjoying this too much.
Now, Angela, where either you're going to really get into cycling, you're going to take the battery off,
yeah.
but you're going to become unbearable. And you're going to become one of those people who wears those little click-clacky shoes
and
around.
And I'll walk them into the studio wearing my click-clacky
shoes. Yeah, you'll come in the shoes and you'll be getting on a busy train with a bike and we're all looking at you thinking, it's rush hour, don't get on the train with a bike. But you're looking at us singing, yeah, I'm actually out for a bike ride because I choose to prioritise that and we all hate you. Or you go the other way and you like the engine more than you like the cycling and you become one of those people who gets a knock-off battery off the website and suddenly you're razzing along the high street at 70 miles an hour on what is basically a car.
Yeah, it's going to be that one.
And you go to jail. Yeah. So well done for your bike ride.
John.
You're either going to jail or you'll never have any friends. It's Smugness Hour on Absolute Radio. I feel I should apologise because that one came very... Do you know what I don't like about it? When it comes that naturally,
I've
not had to force that.
You enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it.
The relish in your face.
Because by bringing you down, I've made myself feel better. And that's what life is, isn't it? That's what we're all trying to do, really.
Yeah, just bring everyone down till you're at the top.
It's more fun. Let's not all try and be happy. Let's bring everybody down and then we can all just calm down. But I don't want you to think it's personal, Angela.
I don't take it personally, John.
I will also be rude to our listeners.
Great,
and
that's
as
what
such,
we'll hear.
James has been in touch. Now, football-wise, Angela,
yeah.
I know you're not a massive
fan. There's something I need to know about this.
Things are winding up, so this is the denouement of the season now.
I bet many footballers don't use that word.
Nobody. They're not using that on Sky Sports, I'll tell you that. So there's a lot of smugness about now. There's a lot of sadness, but you don't see that. You're seeing a lot of the bus parade in Leeds.
Yes, I saw that. I looked for you, John. I couldn't see you. Were you there?
I wasn't there. Wasn't there. A bit busy. Not me, the town.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I was free as a bird. But just as soon as I knew, you can't. There's loads of people
there.
I'm going to be right at the back. I don't mind going to see the bus, but I don't mind going to not see the bus. Get off the train. But my friend sent me a very funny message about a group who'd come for a shopping day out in Leeds and didn't realise it was the bus parade.
Oh, no.
Came out of the station. Very funny. Not the day to be in Leeds if you're not celebrating promotion, but a lot of people are, and as such, James has been in touch.
I, John, love the show. I'm incredibly smug this week because my team, Super League United, won the championship last week, and I've been celebrating ever since because we are Premier League. I said, we are Premier League. We are Premier League. Said, we are Premier League. Cheers from James, the Yorkshire Stone Dresser.
You grinned all the way through.
No.
Look
Will,
at you.
Will, you little sneak. I thought it was going to be a different club that I could be rude about.
We are Premier League.
Know, it's taken so
we
much.
We are Premier League.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Lita going up, going up. Now, there are things I could say because they're the things that fans of all the other clubs are saying to us now about.
Go on, take him down. That's your job.
I want to know what a stone dresser is.
Do you know what a stone dresser is?
That's what he said. He was James the stone dresser.
Is it someone who like makes gravestones or something? No, that's a stonemason, isn't it?
Yeah. But I like it. I like the way you're thinking, trying to bring it down.
Yeah.
Is it possibly to do with gravestones? Is it to do with the end?
Stone dresser.
Do you want to? I can't do it. Because the whole thing of football is that the whole point of football is that everything is unremittingly bleak except for... So I know this week Leeds fans have had a lovely week.
Do you want me to do it? I'll do it.
Yeah, you're going to have to because I'm sort of doing it. I know what's coming. So I think if I as a Leeds fan don't enjoy this week, then what happens now is, I'm doing it. The squad that got us promotion now gets dismantled because it needs to become... It's like your bike.
Yeah.
At the moment, we are a normal bike and we're at the bottom of a big hill.
Right.
We now need to buy quite an expensive battery.
to get up that
and
hill.
Some new tyres. And we need to have the brakes locked. The brakes actually really
need
looking
at. What you're telling me is all those players that have got you to this point, just going to ditch them now and buy some better
not
ones?
Not all of them, and not just the players either.
This is cruel.
It's a horrible game. It's a horrible game. See, what I'm saying is, you have to love it now because this is as good as it gets. Going up, we're not going to win the Premier
League. Are you going to come back down again? What goes up must come down.
We might. And we've been down further. And that's why I think Leeds fans know to enjoy this because we've been further down. We've gone down. Not as far as Torquay, but we have, we have gone a fair way down. So you realise that. But if you would you like to say something mean to all the Leeds fans?
I was just
going to
say, it's the players that did it, not the fans, wasn't it? So what have you got to be smug about? All you did was sit on your backside watching the telly, from what I can see. I don't know. What?
There you go, James. Back to the stone dressing. thanks for joining in. If you're feeling smug about anything, it's 8 12 15 0330 123 1215 johnabsoluteradio.co.uk. But you better have done it yourself because Angela is on the prowl and looking for you if you're taking joy in anyone else's achievements.
Absolutely.
We've upset someone, Angela.
We've upset someone.
It's one of these jobs, isn't it? You turn up, you just talk, you never know what's going to happen. I'm fairly aware of what I've said that I think, oh, that might kick off.
Yeah.
That might get someone. Then every now and again, say one completely innocuous word.
Yeah.
Brian is fuming. What word do you think I've used today that's upset Brian?
Today, what have you said?
It's not Leeds United.
I was just going to say that.
It's not Leeds United. It's not Sheffield United. It's nothing footballer.
It's not e-bike.
It wasn't e-bikes. It was the word barbecue set Brian off.
Why? What's wrong with the barbecue? It's barbecue weather, isn't it?
Brian's up in the Peak District.
Oh, beautiful place for a barbecue.
A barbecue in the Peak District? Yes, please, not for Brian.
I love a bit of that.
Brian says, you have just mentioned the barbecue and triggered a rant.
Oh dear, brace yourself.
And that is, I bet, in some way, people have got the bottom of their email set and it's the same. I imagine at the top of Brian's email, it comes up without him even typing, you have triggered a rant. He sometimes deletes it.
Brian is a great name for somebody complaining. I don't know why, but it just is, isn't it?
Yeah, fuming Brian in the Peak District. Hello, John. Firstly, I'm not going to harp on, although what does that even mean, harp on? So he's angry with himself now.
I mean, we never said harp on, right?
He's upset perpetual cycle of just
I'm
anger.
I'm worried about Brian's blood pressure. Brian, calm down.
I am not going to harp on about the lazy shortening of barbecue to BBQ.
We definitely didn't say that, did we?
Didn't say BBQ.
We didn't
I never
BBQ.
Would and I never would.
So, no.
Perhaps if I was talking about crisps. What I really don't understand is the need for usually blokes swilling cheap lager to cook outside in hot weather. I suppose it's some ancient connection to living in a cave, but we don't live in caves anymore, do we? We have cookers.
He's answered his own question there for a start, which I love.
Yeah.
He's having a rant, but he's answered, he knows what it is. It's some primeval impulse in a man.
It's nice being outside, isn't it?
I love the smell of a barbecue as well. It's like the sun
is here. As a vegetarian.
It's something nice about it. Hey, nothing wrong with a little corn on the cob on the barbecue.
Get your corn on. Get your mock meats out, guys.
Oh, get your mock meats out.
The sun's shining.
Will's panicking.
Get your soy protein. Slap a bit of soy on the barbecue.
Smother it in something that tastes nice first, obviously.
It's very rare that I sort of don't agree with someone just going on an unnecessary rant on a Saturday morning about people being happy in the sunshine.
I mean, we actively encourage that, don't
but
we?
But I do think it's just a nice thing to be outside.
It is.
But I've done it again. I'm trying now to come out of the grumpiness because I think I'm too much, but I'm remembering the last barbecue I had. I don't know what I did. I couldn't be bothered to cook everything, so I cooked everything in the oven and then I brought it out to just finish it off on the barbecue.
That is cheating, John, and you know it.
Yeah.
It's not a barbecue if it isn't charcoal on the outside and raw on the inside.
And pink in the middle, yeah. What are you doing tomorrow? Dealing with this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm doing tomorrow.
You can only have a barbecue if you've got a completely clear day the next day.
Brian's not finished.
Oh, is he still going?
And this is a word you used, so I'll take barbecue. I said that. He says, this brings me on to another highly irritating garden trend. I'd love to know what Brian thinks a garden is for. Just sitting in, waiting for clouds. Come on, there must be one up there.
It's for moaning about having to mow the lawn. That's what it's for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
His rant is, second rant, hot tubs.
What's wrong with a hot tub?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
My wife Zara procured a hot tub last year.
Well, you'd have to. You probably would say no to everything. I bet Zara has to do all the fun things while you're away.
This is what happened.
She does as well.
Turn me back, come back, the hot tub ain't gone. I came back to this horrifying sight in the garden. We have a perfectly good bath upstairs.
Oh, don't get me started.
Why would I want to take a bath outside with Mrs. Miggins next door gawping at me from her conservatory? Cookers and baths, not barbecues and hot tubs. Rant over. I don't believe that for a second.
No,
Brian.
Me neither. Your rant never ends, second. Does it, Brian?
Yeah.
Your life is a big old rant.
I don't agree on the barbecues, but I do agree on the hot tub.
No, John. Right, here's the thing. Right?
Please do.
Because I don't like baths. I don't like baths, and I'll tell you why.
Because there's not enough other people in them?
Because there's not enough other people in them. I like to stew in other people's juices.
Yeah.
No, it's the bath only comes up to your middle, really. And I'm going to be careful with the words that I use on the radio. But in a bath, I think, oh, I'll have a bath. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
And then after a minute, I'm bored and my top bits are cold.
Okay.
Right? There we are.
You need a bigger bath, don't you?
And what's a bigger bath? A blooming hot tub in the garden. That's what's a bigger bath. And then you've got the sun shining. But do you know what's really nice? A hot tub when it's cold. So my family in Newfoundland have a hot tub in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
That is lovely. It's freezing outside. You get in a hot tub. Oh, yeah. The sun shining on the snow around. Beautiful.
So that I have exactly the feeling that you were saying about baths. Once I get in that, I have about couple of minutes where I think, oh, I'm having a beer outside in the snow and I'm warm. And then I think, oh, I'm going to have to get out in a minute. That's going to be horrific.
Put the radio. I watched the Grand Prix on Sunday in a hot tub and it was great. I had my laptop on a table just by the hot tub.
Health and safety.
It wasn't in the hot tub, John. It was on a table outside the hot tub. I had a little shandy on the go. I did.
Right.
A lager shandy.
So we're consuming alcohol near electricals in a hot tub. I'm going to have to fill out a form now, Angela, because of what you just said there. Now, I'm going to take responsibility for this.
Are you going to take responsibility for the Portuguese custard tart that I've got in my mouth still? Sorry.
I will.
Because you bought them.
I brought the Natas. Nice, aren't they?
Really nice, but I didn't eat it quick enough.
No. You made a decision.
Mm.
You made a decision to prioritise
the Portuguese
custard tart ahead of your broadcasting career.
Mm.
And we'll see.
I did.
We'll see how that goes. People are angry this morning, and I think I encourage that by...
Mm.
I'm quite a sour grape myself.
Quite an angry little fellow.
Yeah, you'd need another thing in the blend if you were making wine out of my grapes. Should we say that?
I bring the sweetness, John, don't worry.
Be very sharp. Oh, you'd need that with a meal. That's me. I'm not an easy drinking wine. I'm complex. So anyway, I can see you clipping that up for next week.
Yeah, I'm just thinking exactly that. There we go. That's unfinished business for next week.
So Julie has now been in touch after Brian's rant.
Oh, dear.
And I don't mind it. You know, I don't mind being an outlet. If you want the show to be therapy, it can be. So if you want to get stuff off your chest, absolutely 8-12-15 or 0330-123-1215, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. It doesn't have to be about me and things I've done and said, but it can be.
It can be.
Julie says, hi, John and Angela. I'll start by saying, that's a worry, isn't it?
Oh.
I'll start by saying I love the show.
This is like one of those praise sandwiches you're told
that's
to
exactly
do, isn't
what it?
It's like, say something nice before you tear them apart.
Yeah, Julie's is an open sandwich.
Right, there's no other bit.
There's
of
no
niceness.
Topper on it.
Right, okay,
yeah,
fine.
There's a bit of bread under there.
This is a Swedish smorgasbord.
Very much deconstructed sandwich, this one. I will start by saying that I love the show, but is there a new word in the dictionary? Absolute, with a P. Everyone on Absolute Radio is guilty, even you, John. Even some of the jingles say
Absolute Radio.
You've literally said it twice already today. Already?
Oh, no, you got more emails.
If you're doing another Pink Panther movie, I am available. You've said it twice already. Julie. At the absolute edge, there is a minky in the fin.
I've got a comeback for this, John.
Please do.
I think, because I studied linguistics at university.
Oh, I love this.
Right?
Oh, that's you,
and
that's
my
you taking your belt
bit
off.
Bit of it was sort of phonetics of the English language. And the thing is, we believe, I believe in descriptive linguistics, not prescriptive linguistics, even though we do have a feature called Literal Police, but that was not my idea. So I believe in describing the way people use language, mm-hmm. not prescribing the way people use language, because that's how languages evolve, John. You
yeah.
See?
yeah. Otherwise, talk to me, talk to Julie. I agree with you. Talk to Julie.
We'd all still be speaking old English. So the thing is that phonetically, mm-hmm. it's called a bilabial, I've forgotten the word, but there's a word.
You remembered one.
There's the b and the p, right? Are very similar sounds, but they depend on the vowel that comes next. And the vowel sound that comes next, there's an S before the vowel sound. So that means the b will always sound in certain English dialects like a p, because that follows on more easily than... So although it's spelt absolute, most English speakers would say absolute.
That was an absolute dressing down. I tell you what, when Julie sent that email this morning, she was not expecting to get the word bilabial used.
No.
She wasn't expecting to come back and say, can I stop you there, Julie?
Bilabial fricative, but it's not a fricative. It's a bilabial... There's a word and I can't remember what it is, but I mean, it was 30 years ago I was at university, so... Cut me some slack, Julie.
I know. There are people now composing emails about people who study linguistics and then can't remember words. But that's a different thing. That's a different thing altogether. So basically what you're saying is, what do you want us to do? Not have tongues and lips?
Right.
Yeah? I'm dealing with the human mouth here.
What our lips will do, Julie.
Yeah. I'm willing to have surgery on my face just so I can pronounce one word better for you, Julie. I'm not willing to do that at all, actually. If I'm having surgery, it'll be on the top of my head. Oh, God, picture me playing football. What you don't want as a balding man is 20,000 people raked away from you, all going up. They've all got a view of it. Very shiny.
I can't see it, John. I'm not even... I mean, you are facing me right now.
I am facing you.
And you just sort of do that
weird little
dance.
Don't move around the studio. I'll show you a picture. It's got... I don't want to describe it because I don't want to reveal how much I'm shining. But the texture of it has changed. It's not receding or growing, but it's become more consistent. But Frank Lampard's got the same and he's doing fine.
Yes.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
The literal police catch and fend the people who use the word literally when they literally meant something else.
Don't commit a literal crime. We will figuratively come and get you.
Oh, it's lovely and summery, that jingle, isn't it?
Is it? Get outside.
I was having a little dance there. I felt really summery.
You're the sort of person who'd have a barbecue going next to a hot tub, you. Yeah, that's what I've just learnt from your attitude to health and safety. You'd think nothing of leaning across
and
hot
I'd call
coals.
It a hot tub.
Oh, you would. Well, yeah. Thank you to Bat with a P, who has sent in a joke about swapping B and P in a way that is amusing but cannot be read on national radio.
Yes, we did laugh off air, though.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So last week, it pained me to do so, but we did lock up John Virgo.
Mm.
He doesn't want to see where Snooker's going in the next few years anyway, I don't think.
No,
so
why? Where's it going?
It's going east, mate. It's following Barry Earn's coin train out east. Anyway... I locked up another gladiator last week as well because I'm not afraid.
I nearly said you keep knocking up the gladiators.
No.
If anyone from the tabloids is listening, that's not what I said.
Not doing that.
Locking up the gladiators.
Now, something happened last Sunday. A nomination. This is a new direction for the Literal Police.
Okay.
It's the offence took place last week. Let's hear the nomination.
Hi, John. I have a literal crime to report to Literal Police as an actual literal police officer. The event occurred on Sunday the 4th of May. It was grey out and we were mid-takeaway. My wife and I were sat on the sofa and I was scratching my leg. She said I was overstimulating her. She went on to say that the toddlers had been sneezing on her all day and me scratching my leg was, and I quote, literally the cherry on the cake. No cake, no cherries, much disappointment. Please investigate this urgently. Cheers, Matty.
So, obviously, we weren't there.
No.
Now, we do need evidence, really.
Yeah.
But I sort of support the idea of people grassing up their spouses.
Was he saying he was an actual police officer?
He said he was a literal police officer.
I imagine him reading that from his little black book. Like, he'd written it in that little black book with a
hope
pencil.
So. So obviously you've got to do what the police tell you to do.
Yeah, but you still need evidence, even if you're the police.
Well, what we've done is we have asked for a transcript of the conversation, which we've been sent in by Officer Matty.
Great.
I thought I liked saying that. we've mocked it up as you playing his wife and me playing Matty. So here's what the offence would have sounded like. This is our reconstruction. Oh, that's better. That's the spot.
Do you have to itch your leg like that on the sofa? It's really making me feel overstimulated.
I'm sorry for being itchy. It's been a long day.
Yeah, it has. The two kids have been sneezing and coughing over me all day, and you doing that is literally the cherry on the cake.
So
it's not my best work, John, that. I'm not happy with it.
I went a little bit more lock, stock and two smoking barrels than he sounds as well, if I'm honest. It doesn't sound like it's a tricky one, this, because I think if we open the gates to locking up members of the public, our work will never... We're busy enough as it is.
Yeah.
And I think we do have an obligation to police broadcast airwaves, because what we're trying to do is influence people correctly.
And because they're an influence on society, you know, if you're broadcasting, you have to... You have
you're held to a higher standard.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're a role model.
But the minute we start policing people in their own homes, that's a dark alley you don't want to go down.
Yeah, that's it. I've only got his word for the fact that this happened. So I don't feel I can put her in prison.
No.
But I am willing to have... I've put it out there. I think clearly something happened. If I was the judge, I'd say, look, you've got away lightly this time. Just be careful. And she's had a bad day, hasn't she?
It's a warning. I mean, she's married to a police officer.
That's he's having a good old scratch in the
hard
garden.
Hard enough. He
things
can deal with that himself. He's a police officer.
He's got to. Do you reckon he was scratching with a truncheon? That's what I imagine. Ooh. Anyway, so I apologise to you, Matty, but I cannot. When stuff's happening in our own house...
Yeah.
As we come to now, this has morphed now. I'm like a big fat spider in the corner of my web, just living off flies that are just flying into me. At Absolute Radio, there's such disregard for the word, and it's getting worse the more we talk about
it. Do you think they're doing it to wind you up, John?
So they're going to have to rename this Shelob's Lair and just sit and pick off presenters until after broadcast 24/7. So we've had Ben Burrow in the past, we've had Bush and Richie, both of them individually. Yep. We've had me, all convicted of literal crimes. There's one offender that we haven't got yet, and I'll be honest, in terms of stealing someone's position...
Yeah, this is the one you want?
You want. You
this
want,
is the collar you really want.
You want the breakfast gig, don't you? Six
oh,
to the ten.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm pleased to report I missed this, because I've been stuck in that show, don't you worry about that. But luckily, Leslie's got us, she's got us covered.
Hello, John. I do believe you might have to imprison a fellow Absolute Radio presenter for their use of the word literal. The offence took place on Thursday morning, the 8th of May, at approximately 7:17 a.m. Dave Berry was discussing hometown glories. He stated that people were, quote, literally shouting it from the rooftops. He did, in fact, seem to demonstrate his guilt immediately following his use of the word literally, as I do believe he named you as he pleaded his innocence prior to being put on trial. I hope you show no lenience with him being a works associate, stroke colleague, stroke friend. I await the hearing. Leslie Mallon, Cheadle, but originally from Middlesbrough, and definitely not disappointed about not even getting in the playoffs.
Thank you, Leslie, for the nomination and also the suggestion that I might have friends in this building. I appreciate that. Let's hear what happened.
It is Thursday morning, and here on The Breakfast Show, we are once again celebrating your hometown glories, because you love to literally... John Richardson won't like me saying that, but you literally love to shout it from the rooftop. So what is your hometown famous for?
No one's actually doing it.
We get that, John. Please don't drag me over the coals on Saturday morning.
Well, does begging mean you get away with it? Like, you know, you can't just beg a judge not to send you down.
No, and
I'm sorry, Dave, it doesn't work that way.
I appreciate
way.
The fact he knew it had happened.
Yeah.
I won't drag him over the coals. But I will put him in prison.
Yeah.
I'm John Richardson. Join me alive on The Breakfast Show this Monday, 6 a.m. on Absolute Radio.
Saturday mornings never sounded so John Richardson.
This is The John Richardson Show with John Richardson.
It's John Richardson and Angela Barnes on Absolute Radio, as we have been for a number of weeks now, you and I.
Yep.
It's becoming almost a friendship, isn't
it? It's nice, yeah.
What I have
almost,
noticed,
John, don't
though,
overcommit.
Almost. Well,
I don't want to
commit you to it. you will. So we had the news there, didn't we? And we had some music.
Yeah.
And we had some adverts.
Yeah.
And you wander over to the snacks with 15 seconds left of the track every time. I don't mind, you know. That's what they're there for.
I got to the mic in time, didn't I? Just about.
Yeah, it was a brave time to walk over to the flapjack.
It just adds a little bit of something to the show, you know, a little bit of nervous energy. Once you make it back to the mic on time.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You see Will and I's face while we are chatting away, but the eyes go a little bit, where are you going now then?
It was the tangled up headphones, wasn't it? Though?
What a time to wander off.
It's when I got back, sat down, I was like, ta-da, back in plenty of time. Oh no, the headphones were all tangled, but I did it.
So what we do now this time is some fun stuff, news that wasn't in the news, but perhaps might have been in the news.
Yes. You've
got one about a naughty boy.
I've got one. This is a boy in Kentucky, and he ordered from his mum's Amazon account.
Right.
70,000 lollipops.
Wow. Good lad.
Yeah.
That's the sort of prank you can't believe you're going to get away with.
Yeah.
I'll stick 70,000 in.
It'll never happen.
Oh, my God, they're on their way.
He's 8 years old, which I don't have children, but I think that's old enough to sort of know what you're doing,
My daughter is exactly that age.
Right.
And if she did that, I would know she meant it.
Right. She hasn't accidentally lent on some buttons
happened. She would know exactly what she was doing. But I would say this, I don't think she would have the wherewithal because she doesn't get mobile phone usage that much. So I would say there is some blame on the parent.
Yeah, how did he get to Amazon?
If the kid knows to get
your
phone and get into Amazon, then you are slightly culpable there.
Apparently his excuse was to his mum that he wanted to have a carnival and he was ordering that they're called dum-dum suckers and the name of the lollipops, and he was ordering them as prizes for his carnival.
Oh, that's a good excuse. I find a lot with my daughter now. She'll do something and I will say to her, I say, look, you probably shouldn't have done that, but I can't tell you off because 35 years ago, I did exactly the same thing.
Right,
so you're doing something that is really normal for kids to do. But then there are times when just you think, you would, if you're a kid and you, oh, I wonder if I can order 70,000 lollies. And then when you get called up on it, you go, I was going to have a carnival.
Yeah. Was that your Kentucky?
That was my Kentucky
accent.
I'm
just going to skate over.
I was going to have a carnival.
Invite all my friends.
I was going to invite 69,998 folks and they all want lollipops. Oh, good on him.
Yeah, she noticed when she looked and it was $4,000.
Okay.
So I worked it out. That's about 17 and a half lollipops for a dollar. That's pretty good value, isn't it?
Well, he's thrifty then.
Yeah.
There's going to be a new story about him in 30 years.
With no teeth.
He's going to be a very successful business person.
Yeah, you reckon?
But yeah, also a very good whistler.
Yeah.
Would imagine. Does it end nicely? Do they keep the lollies?
Amazon have given her a full refund.
Good.
She told local news outlets about it and they obviously got wind of it and gave her a full refund. I don't know if you got to keep the lollipops though, I wonder.
Yeah, I sort of slightly want to hear the delivery driver's side of the story as well. Because you sort of get to know the houses, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, I've never ordered this many things before.
This is
a whole pallet now of lollies arriving. I'm not going to question it. I'm just going to send them.
Yeah, I'm just doing my job, mate.
Yeah, well, I think that's fine. I think that's all fine. Everyone's had a lovely time.
Yeah.
They've got lollies for life. And he's learned a valuable lesson.
Or has he?
No, he hasn't. imagine when he finds out about Uber. She just gets a picture from him in New York. All right, this has gone too far now. All right, Angela.
Okay.
All right.
Bring it on.
I don't know whether to tell you about a snake or a tortoise.
Oh, I mean, tortoise is less going to trigger fewer people.
So is a T a plosive? A P is a plosive and a B is a plosive.
A T is, oh God, I can't remember.
Is a T a sibilant?
No,
What's a sibilant?
Sibilant. Yeah. A T is a plosive and then a fricative is something like or
There was a wonderful moment earlier when you were scrabbling for a word and you couldn't find it. I hit the button, the advert started.
And it came to me immediately. Plosive! Plosive! Bilabial plosive, and now someone's
loads
texted
of people
in.
Have texted in.
Daniel from Lewisham, the term you're after was a bilabial plosive.
Yeah.
I know, Daniel, and I got it before you texted, didn't I, John? Didn't I?
You did,
John?
You did remember the thing your degree was in just moments after you had the opportunity to say it.
Thank you.
I did a year of my degree, and any chance I get to.
Oh, I didn't finish it, John, don't worry.
Did you not finish either? Oh, good. All right.
I've also got ADHD and I'm a comedian.
Yeah. So the snake, I think, is the thing, because we have okay. discussed risk, and we've discussed, you know, I was saying earlier, a bit of a naughty week.
Oh yeah, with your padlock.
I didn't go over a gate. Gating. I didn't go over the gate, but I did go round a gate that I knew to be locked. Mm. I'm quite the renegade. Be getting picked up in the local press. There is a man who arguably, I think, is slightly braver than me, who has allowed himself to be deliberately bitten by venomous snakes 200 times.
Why would you do that?
I don't think he's happy at home. No, he's built up an unparalleled anti-venom to snakes. So he's a snake handler, and entirely off his own back about 20 years ago thought, if I get bitten a little bit, my body will build up some antivenom and that will help me. Now, if you're thinking, is that a bit dangerous? Yes. Twice he did go into a coma.
That's too risky, John.
Yeah, I think after the first one, stop.
After the first coma, you wouldn't go, I'll do that again, would you?
Be let me just check if that was bad luck. So he got bitten by a cobra.
No.
But he now has, so globally, he has produced in his body an unparalleled antivenom that will help. He says, I want to be able to help people 8,000 miles away from me who might be bitten by a snake.
He couldn't help himself.
Well, he's all right. I mean, he's still around.
But if he's still around, then that snake wasn't...
He got bitten 200 times, and if that wasn't enough, 700 times he injected snake venom into his own body.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's not, you know, that's not a good day, is it, to wake up?
And he's not a scientist?
No, he's a snake handler.
It's just some guy who likes snakes?
He used to be a truck driver.
Is it not time for a do not try this at home message?
I think if it needs to be said, I will say it, you know, clearly.
If you have a cobra at home.
Don't get deliberately bitten by a snake 200 times.
No, or once even.
No, I'm trying to think. Well, I think I've done an emotional sort of similar thing.
Yeah.
Whatever the sort of emotional equivalent of a snake bite is.
Is it like that, you know, when you get a mouth ulcer and you can't stop poking it?
Yeah.
Is it sort of like that? I've had
it's
one snake bite. Do you think he's got a little thrill out of it and he's like, again?
Well, he's done it. It's a mission of kindness because he's done it because he said so many people die and are injured irreparably from snake bites.
Yeah.
And he said, I realised I could, over time, help stop all that. And the doctor who then had to contact him and say, can I have some of your blood?
Blood. And
as now they're developing something that will save thousands of lives.
It will, yeah, I guess. I mean, well done.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm glad one person ever existed who has that mentality.
Yeah, no one else needs to do it now.
Nobody needs to do that now, today. I should have done the tortoise. The tortoise went missing.
Yeah, I did say tortoise when you gave me the choice. What you did, you gave the choice. Yeah. I said tortoise.
Did you say tortoise? Oh, yeah. I didn't hear you. Tortoise, really funny story.
Great.
Went missing for a year and they found it a mile away.
See, that's
classic
a nice story,
bit of tortoise
John.
Banter, isn't it?
It's a lovely story. No one's in a coma.
You live and learn. I mean, it bit 200 people in that year. But... Well, that's it for another week for me and you.
It's quick, isn't it?
Yeah. You got gigs coming up?
I will be in Monmouth tonight, so I've got a hot tail it to Wales after the show.
I thought you were going to say hot tub it to Wales then. Yeah, you've never got one in the car.
Weekend.
My God.
Oh, can you imagine, like, on a flatbed truck
that's
with a hot
living.
Tub in the back?
Head just above the water.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
And I know where you are on Tuesday.
Tuesday, I'm with you,
You're
John.
Doing a charity show for me in London. Thank
yeah,
you very much.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. No,
still
thank
tickets
you. I'm looking
available
forward to
at
it.
The Bloomsbury if you fancy raising money for the wonderful Haven House Hospice. Monmouth's lovely. Jake Thackeray country.
And the beautiful Savoy Theatre I'm doing. It's like an old cinema. It's gorgeous.
It's one of those pleasurable gigs. There's not been a lot of pleasure today in terms of sort of naming
thanks, John,
the podcast.
I'm right here.
coming back from the. I think we've had a lovely time.
Oh, yes, good. Okay.
So, in terms of a name for the podcast, it feels like I've just written anger management down because.
Oh, I wrote down Dum Dum Sucker, which is the name of those lollipops.
Yeah, that's good. 70,000 of them.
Yeah.
Plosive. I'd say my show highlight was you screaming the word plosive, having just stared down for about 10 seconds because I felt
like
your
that.
Pain.
It's so horrible when the word just won't come and then it does it. It's just too late.
What about plosive Dum Dum?
We'll
get a bit
beautiful.
Of everything in there and we'll take out the problematic part.
Yeah.
One of the other things you wanted, in terms of, we need to set you up with a celebrity Brighton fan now.
Oh, yes.
We talked about DeLoreans last week in terms of
wrapping
up the show.
Yeah, where's my DeLorean ride?
Well, I'll tell you where it is.
Yeah.
Lorna says, we've just passed a DeLorean on the hard shoulder of the A338.
Ah.
So we did speak to a guy last week who said, well, he stuck up for the build quality, but
yeah, well,
there's plenty knocking about, but they're maybe not moving. So if you
if you need someone to fix it, we've got a guy's number.
If you want to sit in one, head down to the A338 now. Have you any messages to wrap up on?
I'm on tour, so, you know, that'd be nice if you want to come and join me.
Yes, text messages, I meant.
Oh, shit.
I've plugged your shows, haven't I? Monmouth, we've done all that. That was my polite way of saying, would you like to read that text? But well done.
Do you know, I'd sort of done that thing. You know when you get to the end of and you're doing something and you've checked out mentally.
Oh, you've gone, yeah.
I'm in my car, I'm on the way to Monmouth.
The football
term right
is playing in flip-flops.
I'm already on the M4, that's where I am.
You're on the A338.
Sorry, I just put...
It's all right.
But, you know, tell my agent, never miss a chance to plug the show.
No, absolutely.
So, we have got one last text. I've lost my mind. It says, morning, John. He spelt John with an H, so I thought I wasn't allowed to read it. I think that's
Yeah, well,
the
that's
thing.
Why you're reading it, not me, because I don't engage with that sort of thing.
And I like how you've left me this text, because there's a problematic word in it.
I'm not.
Which you won't say.
That's 2008, John. I'm not. I'm not saying that.
Okay, okay.
You can change the word.
All right, let's see how this goes. He says, when I worked on the farm, the old boys used to say, can't understand you youngsters. We used to eat indoors and defecate outdoors, but now you defecate indoors and eat outside.
There you go. You handled that masterfully.
I've still got a job, have I?
You've still got a
After
job.
After this you link, speak, I'm not sure.
You speak very well, but if only there's a way people could pay to hear you speak. I don't know if you've got a sort of tour you want to mention at some point. Thank you, Will. Well, thank you, Charlie, up in the northeast. We will be back next week with more Sarah Champion next. Have a wonderful week. On tour!
See you Tuesday.
Angela Barnes, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Saturday mornings never sounded so John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show with John Richardson.
So there we go. We will be back next week with another podcast. We will be back on Absolute Radio Saturday, 8 a.m. if you fancy joining us live.
Lovely.
It's better live, isn't it?
It is better live. And then you get the music.
Live experience. I'll see how I feel about just burping into the mic next week. I think maybe I've got my confidence up. Not good. Will doesn't want me to.
Will would rather you didn't.
I'll try and
pay attention right up to the last link next week.
If you would, please.
I'll try not to be, you know, out the door and in my
car.
You
do get paid for the full 3 hours.
Yeah, I should try and focus.
Thanks for downloading. Have a great week. See you soon.